Governor Cuomo's warned for months that the proposed repeal of the ACA would blow a multi-billion dollar hole in the state budget and potentially cost state and local governments and New York's hospitals $4.5 billion. Those who get their health care through the New York Exchange set up under Obamacare could lose $400 million in tax credits, and 1 million New Yorkers could lose their health care altogether. In a statement shortly after the vote, Cuomo called it an unconscionable act by ultra-conservatives that he says threatens to tear apart the health care system. Cuomo also spoke against the bill earlier in the week.
Their health care proposal would devastate this state, literally cost us billions and billions of dollars.
The governor also denounced the special amendment sponsored by Western New York Congressman Chris Collins and Hudson Valley Representative John Faso. It would require New York State to take over the county's costs of Medicaid, worth about $2.3 billion. Cuomo, speaking when the amendment was first proposed in late March, called it a despicable attempt to buy votes at the cost of the state of New York.
New York is the only state affected by Collins and Faso. I believe it is unconstitutional, and we are seriously considering a lawsuit.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli concurs that the Obamacare repeal bill, if it were to pass the U.S. Senate and become law, would punch a big hole in the state budget and mean far fewer New Yorkers would have insurance. Meanwhile, Republican members of Congress are defending their vote. Congressman John Faso, who co-sponsored the amendment to take over New York County's Medicaid costs, said in a statement that the ACA has already failed and would have collapsed under its own weight if nothing's done. Congressman Collins, in a statement, called Obamacare a nightmare that has plagued Americans for 7 years. And Collins also touted what he says is the largest property tax reduction ever to be enacted. Left-leaning political groups are incensed. Jessica Wisniewski with Citizen Action says GOP congressmen and women from New York who voted for the repeal did the wrong thing.
They just completely disregarded the thousands and thousands of constituents who voiced a very clear opinion that they should vote against this bill.
Wisniewski says while one of her group's purposes is to organize political action, the discontent she's seeing is bubbling up from ordinary people.
The natural next step is going to be angry crowds of people outside of their offices. We don't have to organize that. That just naturally happens. I mean, folks are furious. These are real life consequences that if this bill from the House goes on and gets signed into law at some point, people will be in life and death situations, and they're really angry.
The battle now shifts to the U.S. Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.